Word on the Street.
Hi, my name is Paul. I'm from New Zealand, Tawa, actually. The favourite scripture I have is from Philippians 3:8. Paul says to the Philippians, "Yes, I will go further because of the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I count everything as lost. For him, I have accepted the loss of all things. I look on them as only filth if I can only gain Christ." For that is, part of it is a song that I really like. It's from Third Day and it's called Nothing Compares, but it means that nothing compares to Christ, that I can go on searching the world, going to the highest mountain, lower sea, earning so much money, but nothing compares to having Christ as my Lord Jesus Saviour, and that's perfect, really.
Hello, my name is Lydia and I'm from Southampton in England. My favourite verse is Matthew 13:44-45, and it goes like this. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." One of the reasons I like it is because it's very earthy, it's very organic, and I'm a trained archaeologist and I like that kind of thing. And the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure in a field and it's hidden. Sometimes either you go on a search and you find it, you find that pearl that's hidden, or you accidentally come across it, and it's amazing when you do come across it, and sometimes you do actually go and have to sell everything you own in order to be ready to receive that pearl.
Hello, I'm Bernadette from Newcastle, and my favourite verse in the Bible is, "Blessed are you when people persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." And I really like that because I think that it sums up quite a lot of your life, because there is loads of times when people do persecute you and say loads about you, and it's always easy to just take what they say to heart, and I think that really reminds you not to take it to heart and just to believe in what you know is true.